the first deadline for the signature gathering process is we have to turn in the first third of the 55,736 required signatures, which is about 18,300 that we are required to turn in, which are valid by the Secretary of State and the Board of Elections. Now, our first turn-in, we're, one, doing it a little bit earlier. We're not waiting until the last day of the month of May. And also, we're going to turn in over 113,000 signatures. And that's going to be a incredible sign that and a signal for many people. One, our troops that are in the field that are working hard. This isn't over for us. We're going to continue our signature drive all the way through June and still have a second turn-in as well.
So you need about 57,000 overall, and the first deadline is going to be met by 113,000, which obviously have to be validated, but that's double what you need to turn in.
Exactly. We've already doubled that. We've always consistently had a higher goal than what the Board of Elections set for us. We understand that their validation rate is a little bit tough in terms of in the state of Maryland, but we also have had just an incredible surge of activity. I mean, to be honest, I mean, we started with the surge of activity at the beginning. You got to look at it. This has really only been going on about a month and a half or so. And, you know, once we have actually got the, you know, advanced certification of the Board of Elections, done all the necessary things we need to get done, the troops have been incredible. The county coordinators in every county has been just phenomenal. We've got several counties, over 10,000 signatures in the county. I mean, so we've got some that have clipped 20,000. So it's just amazing about what's actually going on in the synergy. And even the incredible research that took place after President Obama's announcement and the NAACP. So I think this is going to speak volumes to, one, the incredible team that we have in the field, and two, we want to encourage all of the people that have been out there collecting those signatures, and then two, to the amount of people that, you know, are questioning, or, you know, are people in Maryland engaged about this, and all of these crazy, you know, to me, ludicrous poll numbers. I think this is showing loud and clear of where people in Maryland are sitting on this issue.
According to what you're turning in, what does it show that most people in Maryland feel about this issue?
Oh, they're very impassioned about this, and they don't want to just let this bill be taken sitting down. They want the last say. They want to be able to voice their opinion on the issue, and they want to make sure we uphold Maryland's longstanding definition that marriage should be between one man and one woman.
What is the specific language in the petitions where the signatures were gathered?
Well, we, in our advance determination by the Board of Elections, basically we have an entire copy of the bill copy on the back of the petition so that people understand what they're actually signing. And that basically just clarifies that, hey, this is the bill that was passed in the Maryland State Legislature that took out one man and one woman and replaced it with any two individuals. And, you know, that's the technicality of it. And then on the front of the bill is just the actual verbiage and copy of the Maryland State Board of Elections approved language, which basically says you're signing this petition. It's more legalese jargon than anything else, but it's just clearly a signature, address, date of birth. They date the signature, and then we turn it in. But there is a qualification process that goes into place, and that's what we're just making sure that everybody understands. You know, they could sign this petition, be quite honest, whichever way they want to vote. However, we do understand the majority of the signers on this petition have been folks that are supporting upholding the longstanding traditional definition of marriage being between one man and one woman, because they feel like that it's valuable. Marriage is unique. It's special. There's no other relationship like it. And we just look at it in terms of being able to really uphold that definition, but also give the kids an opportunity to have a mom and a dad where at all possible, and a good guideline for society.
Where did you find your strongest area of the state was with regard to people feeling the feelings that you see?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, we have some vigorous competitions going on within counties. I think right now Baltimore County has probably edged out others, but, I mean, you know, that's only narrowly between Hartford County. Oh, not to Hartford, but Anne Arundel County. Hartford is right on their heels as well. Prince George's County has been phenomenal. Montgomery County, absolutely exceptional, well over five figures. And, you know, they've exceeded the 10,000 mark in Montgomery County, which most people say, hey, Montgomery County, they're not for this. I mean, you know, they're all for this, and it's, you know, this is a lost cause. But I think this shows that people like Sam Aurora, who stood up and champion marriage and just stood for what he believed his constituents stood for. I mean, that's speaking volumes, because to get that many signatures in a Montgomery County, is just phenomenal. And I hats off to the county coordinators in that area, the team leaders, all the workers in that area. And they're not done. Again, we have drives scheduled all the way through June, and we are not done by any stretch of the imagination. I think by the end of the day, it's going to be a hard-fought, vigorous fight between which county actually wins out. But it is fun for us at this point, because we have counties that are actually competing to see which one's going to be first. And they're doing a phenomenal job. And really, it's just friendly because they've built so many valuable relationships along the way that people realize that, wow, there are people just like me all across this state, in every corner of the state. We've had phenomenal results out there in Allegheny County, Garrett County. It's just been an interesting process where the surge of activity is coming from just every corner. So it's no one county that's just commanding everything. It is a literal participation all across the state.
Of the 113,000 signatures that you're going to hand in today or in the next day or so, how many do you think will be certified?
Well, that's a good question. We have a double verification process as well as in the process for us. We've actually started with training, and so we have actually trained people how to fill out the petitions correctly. That was how we started our process. So we got off to what some would say a little bit of a slow start, because what we did is we said, hey, we're going to train people on how to do this right. We understand Maryland had a 30% error ratio, and so we wanted to cut that down. So I think we've probably successfully cut that down in half. I believe we're going to probably fall in somewhere between 15% or so. But I think, you know, even the 15% with the numbers that we've turned in already and the thousands we, one, have in the office currently still yet to be turned in, that we just didn't get a chance to bundle them into the process, as well as the petition drives that will be going on. And this doesn't even include what took place this weekend and festivals and things that were around the state. And so people worked hard over the weekend and over Memorial Day weekend collecting signatures. And we'll be getting those in starting today and tomorrow and the next day. And so we'll have another several thousand to still turn in again real soon. And our process will move on and keep going.